This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience?
Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative.
Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it.
Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a question for the room, and it involves my man card and whether or not you guys get to revoke it, or maybe I never had it to begin with.
I was going to say, I wasn't aware you were in possession of one of those.
Yeah.
It's
dusty, but I have it.
Aaron.
What?
You know that I adore him.
Yes.
But he's...
I'll cover my ears.
What are you?
Go ahead.
I mean, I don't know. What is a...
He has one still.
In your brain, what is a man card? What? Who has one? Do I have one?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I do more than he does.
Come on.
But like...
Come on. You... Slacker, you are manly in a different way that T-Hack is manly. T-Hack is manly in the, I can pull off pearls and painted nails.
Yeah.
Manly. And like also...
In a girly way. I'm manly in a girly way.
I feel like we're treading on some territory that maybe we're all going to get in trouble for this.
But you don't
like,
think so?
Do you know? I mean, it is a weird thing to say, like, manly is a thing and it does exhibit traits, mm-hmm. right? It
does. There are more like quote masculine
correct.
Traits than, yeah.
But is it something anybody really aspires to anymore? Because here's the thing. For a while, it was not. Inspiration, like you didn't want to be that, but then all of a sudden women were like, man, I just want more of a manly man. And it's like there's still people who line up to see a hot firefighter take his shirt off.
Sure.
So it's like and that you can't like
short
Benson
line
Boone
to see me take my shirt off.
Right, exactly.
People like, go the other direction.
Yeah. When Benson Boone adjusts his crotch on the Grammys or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
but I
manly.
Do it. It's an HR violation.
Okay, but anyway, I'm just saying T-Hack. If there's a leaky pipe in the house, somebody grabs a wrench and goes downstairs. Is it T-Hack?
Yes.
No. It's Angie.
No.
It is not T-Hack.
Let me finish. It's T-Hack at first, and then it's A-Hack.
He doesn't even know where the wrenches are.
Which one's the wrench?
See what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, let me ask my question. So okay. I was picking up some food. And it was a food. Okay, already. I was picking up food, and it was a place. It was noodles, so you have to go in. They have it like sitting there. It's not a drive-through, which is like
surprising.
Yeah, I'm out of my element. So you got to go in. So I get out of my car and I'm walking in, and I'm parked next to. It was a super nice car. It was like a Porsche or something, like just a really fancy, and it looked really, really clean, like brand new. And it's so clean that it caught my eye. I'm like, whoa, that's a nice car.
Okay.
And then as I was coming out, I saw the car again. I'm like, whoa, that's still a nice car. Looks great. And I see a guy coming out of the little ice cream shop nearby with a woman, clearly on a date. They're both dressed pretty nice.
Okay.
And he walks her to this car. He opens a door for her. He's doing all the... It's clearly a date,
that's
right?
That's awesome.
And I'm like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you know clearly that that's a date?
Because I'm going to say this. I open the car door for my daughter every time.
But you're not dressed as nice as this guy was. Like, they just looked like they were on a date.
What if they just were like, what if they work in a nice office and I don't know.
It would be weird if I opened the car door for you. I think it would.
Yeah.
So then I don't like them being
coworkers.
That's
not because of you, though. I think
what?
Because it's me. I would be like, bro.
what are you doing? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, they weren't in business casual either. They looked, just looked like a date. Maybe it wasn't, I guess. Okay. Yeah.
Because his car was clean.
Well,
and he opened the
door. That's my question. As I realized, oh, they're on a date, and this guy was thinking all the way through. And I thought, I've never thought about getting my car washed before a date in my life ever.
Really?
I've never thought of it.
Holy wow. Yeah, you haven't been out here in a bit.
Is that what it has been a while, but even I've never thought of it. And it hit me like, what an idiot. How have I never thought of that? Because it makes so much of a difference that I even noticed. I'm just like, I'm usually like, give me the noodles. Like, I'm not focused on anything. But so is this something, do you ever do this? Is this a car guy thing? Mm. Is this just a man thing, a gentleman thing that I've missed the ball on?
I think anytime where I thought a girl was going to get in my car, I cleaned my car.
Yeah.
On the inside.
Both.
Or both.
Yeah.
Both.
Everything.
You don't want her to like when she gets out of the car, like, or if you think there's a chance you're going to lean her against the car and kiss her, you wouldn't want her to like get all dusty.
That's true.
Yeah.
I know that sounds predatory, sort of.
No, it's.
But it's just, you know,
that's
calling your shot a little bit. Like, you got to manifest. You're a manifester.
Mm-hmm.
If you leave your car dirty, there's no way you're going to lean anybody against your car, right? But if your car's clean, then maybe you will.
And I never have. So.
Not even with noodles in your hands. But like, you get, for sure the inside, though.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Aaron, is this something, do you notice? Do you ever get picked up by guys in a car anymore? Is that
normally just meetups.
I'm so sorry. Everything is just so funny to me today.
I do get picked up and I do notice that.
Oh, no. So I've just been dropping the ball. Because I haven't had a nice car, especially when I was dating. Like, now my car's fine now, I guess. It's not a Porsche, but... Like, when I was dating, it was just always a old, rundown, missing the rearview mirror, and so I just didn't take any pride in my car.
Oh, my God.
And so I'm just missing... I could have been, though. Like, I could have still taken better care of it. I could have cleaned it and made it look nicer than that. I missed out on this completely.
When you get a babysitter and your wife go out on a date, she opens her own car door into your nasty, dirty Hyundai.
With noodles on the floor.
And you flick the Culver's wrappers off the seat so she can sit?
No, but the inside of my car is pretty clean, always.
Pretty?
Yeah, I would, because no one ever rides in it. Like, the back seat is pristine, if you know what I mean.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.